Wreck.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 4 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. Lots to cover this week on the show. The big story, the most obvious story, is the Squamish Valley Music Festival wrapping up of this past weekend. 35,000 strong were rocking out at Loggers Sports Field in Squamish. Over 70 acts, including these guys, absolute legends. From Montreal, headlined the show Saturday, put on an incredible performance, and almost everybody said this was their highlight of the weekend. Arcade Fire, this is Afterlife on Discorder Radio.
Oh my God, what an awful word. After all the breath and the dirt and the fires that burn. And after all this time. I'm hanging on in the dead light of the afterglow.
Where does it go? And you say,
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That's Arcade Fire. Afterlife, Arcade Fire put on an incredible performance to headline the Squamish Festival. The lineup was announced months and months ago, and even though there's a lot of different acts on the bill, Squamish Fest started out 4 years ago as, I guess, a bit of an indie rock festival. Some of the names that headlined in the past included Weezer, Metric, Tragically Hip, Queens of the Stone Age. So in conjunction with what Squamish Fest has been in the past, these guys seemed like a great choice, and they were a great choice as a headliner. It was just literally anthem after anthem after anthem, and an amazing performance Saturday night at Squamish Fest. Yeah, and definitely my personal highlight of the festival as well. What's up? I'm Wade, along with DJ CJ.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Excellent. What a fantastic weekend.
Yes, I'm sorry you only had to hear about it through texts and tweets.
That's okay.
But you were there in spirit.
I was.
But we do have a couple of special guests with us as well right now. One is our Discorder Radio AP, Matt Muse, who was not there this year but has been there in the past.
Yo.
So we'll use you as some reference points. And CITR's own Phil Rekowick. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. How's it going, everybody?
You were all over the festival this weekend.
Having a good time. I was all over the place, left and right, from stage one to stage two. Just couldn't really compose myself, but, you know, you got to get it done.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you were there getting it done for us at CITR. Now, something I wanted to mention, I talked about this festival started out in 2010. There was only about 4,000 people when it was called Live at Squamish. It then grew to about 7,000 in 2011, 10,000 in 2012, 17,000 last year. And this year, they literally doubled in size to 35,000. Not only did they double in size in terms of population or attendance, I should say, but they literally doubled in size the physical grounds. Something else that grew this year was the genre base, which was much more of an indie rock focus with a bit of a DJ electronica side. But this year they
hip hop too.
Well, no, but I'm saying this year they really expanded to include hip hop was a huge force. And why don't you tell us a bit about some of the hip hop acts that were to draw in a very diverse crowd this year?
Yeah, no, I would love to share my experience. I got to say, the Roots, they totally kicked ass. I had a chance to be right up front there for a little while, and they are definitely one unique band. Of course, Eminem, who could forget about him? I mean, he played My Name Is and The Real Slim Shady and Without Me, did the classics.
That was actually a nice little three-pack each other.
He did a little three-pack there, and the crowd went buck wild. I was right up close, and I had a chance to also experience a unique song that he doesn't ever rap. It's a collaboration with, or the original is a collaboration with B.O.B.'s Airplanes. And he rapped that whole verse that he has on that song live, which was a really cool experience. It was a very humble experience, I think. I think it comes from a place of love and a place of, you know, when he was younger, when he was first starting to write raps, that's where, you know, what it felt like, right? It felt like he's rapping about when he's first coming up and going.
Phil, I'm getting the sense that you're a big Eminem fan.
I'm a huge Eminem fan.
I can tell. Your passion is seething through the airwaves, and we appreciate it.
No, so
Roots, Eminem, what other big hip-hop names do we have this weekend?
Nas was there.
Incredible. I mean, those are three huge names in hip-hop, and the fact they're playing at the Squamish Valley Music Festival really shows just, I guess, how dedicated they were to having a diverse festival. I'm actually kind of wondering now if there must have been some real hip-hop fans that were involved in the organizing committee to bring on such a heavy hip-hop contingent.
Well, for me, Illmatic, I've only listened to it once, maybe twice. I thought that was also very old school and very genuine. Nas came out with a bottle of liquor. I started drinking it, took a couple of sips, set it down, started rapping.
He didn't pass it around for the crowd to all enjoy?
I think it's probably a bottle he's had for maybe like three or four shows that he's sort of slowly started swinging it back on.
Very cool. Nice. So obviously you got a chance to enjoy some great hip-hop acts. How about some of the Canadian acts? And one of the reasons that we wanted to go this weekend here at CITR Discorder Radio is because not only was it these huge names in hip-hop and these huge names like Arcade Fire, which at one point was a little Canadian indie band from Montreal, and then suddenly they got asked to open for U2 in the 2004 Atomic Bomb tour. And next thing you know, a decade later, they are one of the biggest names in Canadian music. But Nat Muse, I want to bring you in the conversation as well. But let's talk about some of the other Canadian acts that that were there this weekend.
Not to forget about Shad.
Yeah, Shad was fantastic, but had a great command of the stage. And I think one of the reasons that Shad actually almost had a better turnout than some of the other bands that graced the main stage is because he was at the same day as Eminem.
Yeah,
which I think really influenced the listening habits of the
a couple of the songs I enjoyed listening to him as much as I did when I was listening to Eminem. Remember to Remember was the song that stuck out for me.
Can't forget that one.
Yeah, I was at the point where we were having a couple of beers, and I remembered to remember to stop.
Sure. Actually, I want to make sure we remember to play this. We're actually going to play this track. And just a quick moment, Matt, I wanted you to, you shared a point earlier off air about the festival experience versus the watching a headlining band experience.
Right. Well, you were mentioning that you were like, I mean, maybe tell me again what you're saying about trying to get to all the various different acts.
Oh, thank you. It was that, you know, it was a great weekend. And I'm a bit of an eternal optimist. So when I look back in the weekend, I think about all the great shows that I saw and I think, oh, that was great. That was great. But there was definitely something that was frustrating was trying to see the bands you wanted to see. The way the schedule was set up, some of the bands that you liked were on conflicting stages. And you might remember this, Matt, because you were there last year and you thought it was already pretty hard to get from stage, the main stage, which is called the Stawamish stage, to the Tantalus stage. How long would you say it would take from get to stage to stage last year?
I mean, I guess it would depend on the crowd because you're, you know, fighting your way through. The problem was last year, like I was shooting, so I was in the photo pits, which means you're up at the very front. You've got the first three songs, and you're back to the media tent to get taken to the other front, to the other stage on the other side of the field. And if you say it's twice as big, like that would be, you'd be spending most of your day walking from stage to stage.
I feel like they could organize that a little bit better, the split time there. I think for like next year, if because obviously they're going to do it again, they could have a better, a little bit more gap time.
Let's hope so. It was something that was, again, I've been there for 4 years in a row, and the first 3 years I kind of knew the festival size. I was able to in my mind, say, okay, I need 10 minutes to go from this stage to go to this stage. And this year it had to double that. So to take 20 minutes to go from stage to stage was pretty frustrating when you wanted to even catch half of a band. You thought, you know what, is it going to be worth it to go fight through all the crowd to go see maybe half? And like, you know, Sam Roberts, for example, I left thinking I gave myself enough time. I only caught the last half of his last song. But nonetheless, friends went and said it was great. And, you know, I had other experiences along the way. So let's go back to what we were saying before. We were going to play some Shad. He did a great job on Sunday afternoon at the Tantalus stage. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about Squamish Fest and some of the Canadian acts that were gracing the various stages this past weekend. So this is Shad on Discorder Radio with the track that he closed out his great performance at Squamish this past weekend. Remember to Remember.
Remember that, Shad.
On CITR, Discorder Radio.
So often, God, no wonder I feel lost when I forget where I came from or how I got past. Now we ain't young, can't play dumb, the fun and game's done. Man's a strange one. Reverend, what you say, run, walk this way by the light of the same sun that's in the sky where the rain's from. But the clouds make it hard to see him. He's in my brother, I discovered that it's not so hard to beat him. I just lose him in the PM, thinking if I had to beat him, I could hang with Mona Lisa's like a piece in a museum. Human beings deep inside, we decide if we're free men. Remember to remember. Remember to remember. Just remember to remember. Remember to remember. Ooh, you may have to forgive them forever, every day. They say life can make you bitter or better. I say, hey, sacred or not, it's all that we got. Love is what it is, or maybe not what you thought. Woke up one morning, started talking to Pops. He said there's lots you learned, but a lot you forgot. More often than not, then you don't gotta be taught. Just remember to remember how you got to the spot. That's hot. I'm happy and healthy and dreaming and dying. I'm loved and lonely and tired and trying. I'm far and fading and failing with flying. Colors fumbling forward, facing the sky. And my aim's to entertain and inspire. Walk through the rain and the fire. Pay bills, keep sane, and retire from the game with a name that's admired. You're seeing the stars, name it higher. Remember to remember. Remember to remember. Remember to remember. Remember to remember.
remember. Yeah. Remember to remember. Yeah. Break it down like this. Now I ain't never really been one for image of trying to fool the public with some stunts and gimmicks. Guys gravitate to blunts and Guinness to get the courage to fight the urge in them not to succumb to timidness in this world that's fully overrun with mimics with a penchant for overexposing guns and women view deals, funds as limited folks front to get in a game that ain't kind. Everyone's a critic of the same, a race to win, to run, to finish. And as long as I got breath in my lungs to end it, the enemy isn't the flesh and blood. Thugs and cynics, we fight in fear and pride for the love within us. Remember. Struggle with needs, the rich struggle with greed. This camel struggle to squeeze through the eye of a needle. Some eyes struggle to see that we all struggle for freedom instead of freeing each other by letting ourselves be. Yeah, and it never ends. We only feel better when we feel like we're better than. Clever men in our violence, silence is when we shoot from the lip to quiet. Then we talk nonviolence and stay silent when it suits. Really, it's all violence at the root. The same James Wilkes in the booth, but tyrants aren't tyrants in the group. It's who started the shooting, who knows? We were all just born inside of this truth. Taught to shoot as youth, taught us just humans being human. But the truth is, the truth is bulletproof. Remember to remember.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca. Blueprint Live, the Georgia Strait, and CITR present Bad Bad Not Good with special guest Sabota, Tuesday, August 12th at Venue Nightclub. Plus DJs Flip Out and Wreck. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at bplive.ca.
What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back. We're back on Discorder Radio. That was Shadrick Kabango, a.k.a. Shad, with the track Remember to Remember off of Flying Colors. CJ, you're laughing there. Oh, you have no microphones. You can't explain your laughter. Yeah. I think I know what your laughter is all about. Yes, this is our Squamish Fest recap show. I had the pleasure of being there this past weekend. Matt Muse, our Discord Radio assistant producer, had the pleasure of being there last year. And Phil Rekowick, our special Squamish Fest reporter, I had a chance to be there this weekend as well.
It was a great time. It was super duper.
You look like you're having a great time, Phil.
I've had a six-day weekend. I started Wednesday night. I took Thursday off to plan. Got up there Friday, camped out. And I got to say, I had my jam box with me, and it was a lot of fun partying with the people.
Here I was staying at the Best Western Hotel. I realized I should have been mixing up with the real campers. That's where the real party's at.
You didn't miss out. The showering is much more worth it than the party, I think, anyway.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you had that experience. I've had a chance to dabble with some of the camping in the past. So, I'm glad you got a chance. It is a lot of fun. It's a huge part of the festival experience. Now, you got up there on the Thursday night or the Friday you got up there?
I got up there Friday night.
Okay. So we didn't get a chance. So, unfortunately, CITR did not get a chance to cover Thursday, but this was brought up beforehand. A Tribe Called Red, the Canadian Aboriginal Act, they were the headline on the Thursday night, and everybody said they blew the socks off the place.
Yeah, I spoke with some people who were there. Everybody seemed like they had a great time. I personally wasn't there, so I can't really comment on what it was like. But yeah, like you said, people were saying that they were awesome.
Well, Vancouver in general seems to get really into Tribe Called Red because they sold out like two nights in a row a couple months ago at downtown venue. On Granville. What am I thinking of? Anyway.
Backstage Lounge?
No.
Oh, on Granville.
Commodore. Commodore. They sold the Commodore two nights in a row.
Good on them. Wow, it's huge.
And people were super into it. So
nice.
They do well here.
Good on those guys. And a whole plethora of other Canadian acts.
I had a chance to meet the Oceanographers and Aidan Knight.
Nice. Both, some great young Vancouver acts. We had, acts coming from all over the country too. Like Colorado came in from Ottawa, Sam Roberts Band from the Toronto area. But it was good to see a great contingent of Vancouver artists. The band I was the most impressed with, I would say, on the Canadian band tip, maybe the band I had the least amount of, I was least excited but most surprised, was Topless Gay Love Techno Party, aka Topless. Who I know JC Gibb is the editor in chief of Discorder Magazine, is a huge fan of Topless Gay Love Techno Party, aka Topless.
you can't not say that full band name every time.
Yeah,
it's great.
In fact, even when they changed their name to Topless, I thought, oh, that's like that old band name was so much cooler. And I wondered if like why they were trying to, if it was better for Googling purposes or what. But even the band was kind of poking fun at their name change. They said, "We are Topless." Also known as Topless Gay Love Techno Party. That's what they were saying on stage. They all came out wearing these tie-dye tank tops. Everyone was wearing matching tie-dye tank tops.
Unreal. There was
about maybe 8 to 10 of them on stage. An amazing energy. Ian Bevis of Bear Mountain also was playing with them as well. They had all these balloons that were passed out amongst the crowd. It was probably the most fun, fancy foot, what's the term? Footloose and fancy free show. Everybody just kind of threw off their shoes and was dancing around. And unlike the M&Ms or even the Arcade Fires, where you had to get there hours and hours or half a day in advance to get a good spot on the stage, you could just roll up to the Meadow Stage, as it was called, which housed a lot of the, I guess, the smaller, quote unquote, smaller acts.
It sounds like a lot of Kevin and Bacon action.
Sorry?
Kevin and Bacon, who created Footloose.
Oh. Yes, and he's also in many other movies. Feel free to play the Kevin Bacon game while we play this next song. Okay, so we're going to play some Topless Gay Love Techno Party, a.k.a. Topless. This track is called Club Banger, and thank you to that wild group in Topless for giving me my personal surprise highlight performance of the Squamish Fest weekend. Here they are with Club Banger on Discorder Radio.
We'll be right back. Night. I just finished playing a sweaty show, and you're listening to CITR.
Yes, that was Aiden Knight. He played a sweaty show on the Meadows stage at Squamish Fest this past weekend, and so did this lovely lady, someone who's no stranger to CITR. It's Hannah Epperson. This is Shadowless on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Discord Radio. Oh, and mic three, not mic one. Okay. Discord Radio. CITR 101.9. That was the lovely and talented and intelligent and oh so charming Hannah Epperson with the song Shadowless, which, by the way, made its radio debut right here on Discord Radio back last October. Hannah did a great job on the Meadow stage, which is sort of the AKA the small stage at the Squamish Fest this weekend. But there was a lot of great Canadian acts, including Aiden Knight. We heard a Station ID from the Oceanographers, the Courtneys, and Topless, who we heard at the beginning of that set, who put on amazing shows at the Meadow stage to really help retain Squamish's Canadian indie feel. So I'm happy to hear that that was a big part of the festival. Lots is happening in Vancouver, as always, music-wise. We're going to talk a little bit more about so with some things that are happening this week in music. In fact, why don't we do that, and then we're going to come back with the thing you suggested, CJ, just to keep it all nice and meta here. All right, so Matt Muse, Discord Radio AP, what is happening in Van in the next week?
Well, tonight's a pretty jam-packed night. If you want to go see a show tonight, there's all kinds of stuff for you to do. You heard that PSA earlier for the Bad Bad Not Good show, which is at Venue. That's presented by CITR, I believe, sponsored.
Yes. In fact, our own DJ CJ will be there with our sponsorship coordinator, Rohit Joseph. You guys are going to be hopping on the bad foot and doing the good thing, or is it the other way around at Bad Bad Not Good? Yeah, no, with no mic today, CJ. Here, let's turn around.
Those guys are cool. They're like a hip hop kind of jam. I know them more for their remixes than their actual stuff. But
true. I'm actually looking forward to seeing DJ Flip Out because he's amazing. He has such a big reputation here at CITR as well with Crimes and Treasons, and I believe he's at a show here.
Right.
So, yeah.
I remember he was at the Wu-Tang Clan at Fortune Sound Club.
Right.
But yeah, there's also, what else is tonight? Noise Floor. We were supposed to mention Noise Floor. What's going on there?
I don't know much about Noise Floor, to be honest. Is that in the notes?
Well, Noise Floor is featuring Common Vernacular and DJ B, who, among others, will be there. I believe you've also got...
Well, is this all tonight at Venue?
The Noise Floor is at Fox Cabaret with More Than Human, Lola Vutru, Common Vernacular, DJ B, and Coastal Imaging.
Okay.
All really local, tight-knit electronic crews, so...
Right. Then, the other big show happening tonight, the one that I'm going to, that I'm really excited for, is Run the Jewels, which is at the Biltmore down at Main and Kingsway.
Yeah,
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, now I don't think the Run the Jewels was very family friendly, so we didn't have any tracks to play for Run the Jewels, but maybe we can get
a clean edit or something.
We'll see if we can find something on the back.
Well, they're cool cuz the show's going to be cool cuz like Run the Jewels are headline. Run the Jewels is Killer Mike and LP, who are reasonably big names in their own right. Like Killer Mike's a protege of Outkast. He's on that one track, The Whole World.
Nice.
And and then LP ran an indie hip-hop label called Definitive Jux for like 10 years, which put out rappers like Aesop Rock, Kamu Tao, all those guys.
Not to be confused with the singer-songwriter female LP of Into the Wild fame.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's actually, LP is short for El Producto. That's his full rap name. And he's got solo stuff, but he's also like he produced. What happened was in 2012 he produced an album for Killer Mike, and they became like best friends, and now they've got like the best hip hop bromance going on right now.
Very cool.
So
where can we see this hip hop bromance evolve, or where can this bromance flower? Tonight.
That's at the Biltmore.
Yeah, thank you. Right. That's what I was trying to find some kind of romance reference, but
right, yeah, they've got their they've got one album out, and then they've just got their second one like mastered and ready to go. So I'm sure you'll probably hear some new stuff from them tonight as well. And what's also cool about that show is the opening acts are cool too. There's two Bay Area guys, a guy by the name of Eli, who's from a crew called the Living Legends, and then Amp Live from Zion Eye. So those are some yeah, Bay Area acts. That'll be cool.
Nice. What else we have happening? That's all happening this week.
That's all tonight.
Everything
we've talked about so far is crazy. Happening tonight. So there's hip hop, there's electronic, there's all kinds of stuff happening.
And Tuesday is always such a busy night in the summertime too. You've got the Drum Circle at Third Beach. You've got the free movie at Stanley Park, which tonight, by the way, is Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. So if you're into having romantic pottery making sessions, you might want to go check that one out. Also, a lot of people, including myself, play volleyball tonight. So Tuesday is a very busy night in the city of Vancouver. What else is happening this week?
There's a bunch of other shows happening that look really cool. There's Friday night. We've got Toronto. Are they from Toronto? Punk Legends Effed Up.
Yes.
And that's at Fortune. Fortune Town.
Polaris Prize winners, no
right,
less.
Yeah. Was that last year or the year before?
A couple years ago. I think 2009 they won the Polaris Prize.
Right. So, yeah, Effed Up on Friday at Fortune Sound Club. Saturday night, we've got Two Live Crew, if you know them. Two Live Crew are playing with Blowfly. And if you're not familiar with Blowfly, he's kind of, I guess the best way to describe him is like an X-rated Weird Al Yankovic.
Nice.
Check out his interview with Nardwar on YouTube, CITR's Nardwar, if you want to know more about Blowfly. But, yeah, they're at the Fox on Saturday night, and that's going to be just like some dirty sex rap music. Two Live Crew and Blowfly. And then Sunday, we've got Japanese noise punk guys Boris at the Rickshaw. So it's a pretty stacked week if you want to see some different shows.
Very cool. Check out our Facebook page. We're going to put a link to some of all these shows that are happening. Discord or radio as well. A couple of the shows I wanted to quickly mention because CITR is going to be involved intimately somehow. It includes Benjamin Booker at the Media Club tomorrow night with the openers Eric Campbell and The Dirt, who they were featured in the November 2013 Discord issue. And the Mark Kleiner Power Trio will be this Friday at the Fox featuring our own Sarah Lapsley of the UBC Arts Report. She'll be actually opening for the Mark Kleiner Power Trio Friday at the Fox. Okay, let's play some Effed Up, which we talked about earlier, and then I'm going to come back and talk about another band that's playing this Saturday at the Imperial. But in the meantime, this is Effed Up with Queen of Hearts on Discord Radio. Once again, they're playing this Saturday at Fortune Sound Club right here in Van City. Queen of Hearts, Effed Up, Discord Radio.
Save us! Save us! left of center, cosmic, cerebral. Noise Floor 002 at the Fox Cabaret August 12th will feature some of the most premier electronic music Vancouver has to offer. Featuring Sinoia Caves, More Than Human, Lola Vetru, Common Vernacular, and DJ B. Hey, I know DJ B. That's Brad who works at CITR. I like him. I love him. Visuals by Coastal Imaging and Magnetics.
CITR is proud to sponsor Benjamin Booker with guests The Districts at the Media Club on Wednesday, August 13th. Tickets are available now online at ticketweb.ca or at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. For more information, go to benjaminbookermusic.com.
We're the Oceanographers. We just finished playing Squamish Festival, and you're listening to CITR.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Yes, Oceanographers played Squamish Fest this past weekend. This is kind of like our Squamish Fest recap show slash live in van upcoming hype up show with so much happening tonight. Thank you, Matt Muse, for spreading the word about a lot of the bands that are coming in the next couple of days. We also heard some PSAs in there. Benjamin Booker tomorrow night at the Media Club. And yes, DJ B, our own Brad from CITR, who does a great job doing the trainings and many other things here. The DJ play sheet. He's a man of many talents, and we appreciate what he does. Brad Winter, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him on for an interview at some stage in the future once his DJing career takes off. Something else happening this week that I tickled and teased you with earlier. They're playing this Friday at the Imperial. It's a band out of Vancouver, one of Canada's top breakout acts, gaining accolades from all corners of the electronic music scene and pushing boundaries with a constant evolution of their live stage show, which features custom synced visuals and a live six-piece band. It is the brainchild and connection of Nick Middleton and Duncan Smith. They're known as the Funk Hunters, a name we've probably all heard of over the last year or two, but maybe never seen live. Maybe one reason you haven't seen them live is because they're so busy touring, even over the next couple of weeks. So they're playing this Friday at the Imperial. Then on the weekend, they go to the Atmosphere Festival in Comox. Then the next weekend, they're going to be at the Ponderosa Festival. We had Kia and Chris here last week to talk about that festival happening in Rock Creek, BC. And then they're going down to Black Rock City, Nevada. Yes, the Burning Man Festival, where they're going to be part of a special performance along with the Areola 51 Camp at Burning Man. So if you're going to Burning Man, make sure you check that out. Areola 51 Camp. They're going to be playing somewhere, I think, on the Wednesday. So that's the 27th of August? The Wednesday of Burning Man is when they're playing at Areola 51, but I'm sure doing a couple other spontaneous performances throughout the Burning Man Festival. Anyways, this is their Discorder Radio debut, but these guys are no stranger to the airwaves. Their stars are on the rise. So once again, this is Nick Middleton and Duncan Smith with the Funk Hunters and the track Keep On Moving. As we keep the show moving along here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Oh, yeah. Feeling funky here at Discorder Radio. That was the Funk Hunters with Ski Tour out of Whistler with the track Keep On Moving. We mentioned before we played the track how they've been moving around from festival to festival. I forgot to mention that earlier this summer, because in the coming weeks, they're playing the Imperial this weekend, the Atmosphere Festival on this later in the weekend. Then they're playing the Ponderosa Festival the following weekend, and then they're playing at Burning Man Festival the following week. But they've also already been part of the East Van Summer Jam, Kaloha and Kelowna, Base Coast, Shambhala. These guys are just festival junkies, and they're loving what they're doing. Sounds like they're having a great summer so far, and we want to, shout out to those guys. And there you go. That was their Discorder Radio debut, Keep On Moving, from the Funk Hunters. We're just about out of time. Phil, our special Squamish Fest reporter, thanks for coming on in, buddy.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yes. Any quick final thoughts to share?
I just hope everybody's enjoying their week, and go see Two Live Crew and Blowfly. It's on Saturday, right?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday at the Fox.
That's where I'm going to be.
Nice. Okay. And CJ, you've got you're going to be tabling tonight at Bad Bad Not Good. It's a busy week in music. As I said, check our Facebook page. We're going to have some more links on the shows that are happening in the next little while. One of the things we like to do here at Discorder Radio in the magazine is our under review section. One of the albums, actually the first one that is gracing that section of the magazine this month in our slashy issue, July, August, is from the Vancouver six-piece, The Ruffled Feathers, who are no stranger to CITR. In fact, they've played in our lounge here in the past. They're also going to be as part of this year's peak performance project. They're in the top 12 right now. And they have a brand new EP out called Bottom of the Blue. Beautiful vocals provided by Gina Lowe's. This is The Ruffled Feathers to close out Discorder Radio this week with a track called It Doesn't Last, which is very fitting because the show has come to a close. But thanks again for listening. Stay tuned No longer the city. Unfortunately, Andy Longhurst has moved on to bigger and better things. We wish him the best of luck. But stay tuned next week for Discorder Radio at 4 o'clock. I'm Wade for CJ, Phil, and Matt Muse. And you listen to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.